Peter Godfrey.
Phone 8223-0000.
Interactive Radio. 1395 Adelaide's 5AA.
Morning's flying by. 20 minutes past 5. Let's head to New Zealand. Selwyn Manning is co-editor of scoop.co.nz, an online news publication in New Zealand. Selwyn, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Peter.
How's New Zealand this morning, weather-wise?
Oh, not too bad. It's a little bit grey sky. Kind of the temperatures are edging up slowly, you know. They're kind of around probably 15 to 19 degrees.
Okay.
As a high during the day.
Not too bad. All right, let's get on to politics. The National Government, planning to pass retrospective legislation countering a Supreme Court ruling that police covert videotaping of individuals in an alleged anti-terror operation was illegal. Tell us more.
Yeah. This case has been lingering on since 2007. And at that stage, the anti-terror legislation, which was basically brand new out of the box from Parliament, the police picked this up and thought, right, we're going to investigate this group of Māori radicals, basically, as they term them, and see what's going on there. And the police ended up charging a host of people with terrorist charges. In the first wave, the people, there's so much suppression around this, it's almost like a labyrinth trying to find your way through what you can say and what you can't say, Peter. It's been going on for so long. But basically, in the end, quite a large group was filtered right down most recently to only four people that would, where charges remain. In the meantime, before that, you know, some people went, their charges that started like in the terrorist type of charges areas and filtered right down to mere possession, illegal possession of firearms type charges. So there's a wheedled right down to more minor charges. In the end, the Crown dropped all the charges of many of them, just four remaining. Now, those four remaining, the details of why only four remain came through this week, and that was that basically a Supreme Court ruling found that the police, like you said in your introduction, all the videotaping of the individual supposedly and allegedly practicing like manoeuvres and military kind of manoeuvres, that's the allegations, with an intent to use them in a violent manner on civilian targets or government targets, is what the allegations are, that the video surveillance of these individuals was done on private Māori land. And what the Supreme Court found was, even though the police had a warrant, that that was actually illegal, that there was no legislation that actually had permitted the police to do that type of surveillance here in New Zealand. So what the government has done is it has come out and it said, look, it's not just this case. This particular Supreme Court ruling arguably would rule out that kind of evidence, videotaped evidence, in around 40 to 50 ongoing investigations currently that the police are active on. So the government's answer to that, the solution was, the National Head Government says, right, we'll do retrospective law on this and we'll do it very quickly and we'll roll that law back to just prior to the investigations into what is known as the Urawera 18, which is now whittled down to four, as I mentioned just before. So that's the background to it. Now, that has drawn out a challenge by many who are saying, like Gordon Campbell on Scoop itself, you know, our media outlet, he's arguing in his analysis piece that it's just not good enough for the police to knowingly, illegally use a particular technique in getting evidence and then to then put pressure on the legislature or the government to actually change the law in their favour. If they haven't got respect for the law, well, then how can you have respect for their operation here? So these types of philosophical and defensive arguments that are coming to the surface. On the other side of things is the public interest aspect and saying the police and the government are pointing out that among those 40 court cases and 50 ongoing investigations, that some of those involve serious charges or alleged crimes, including murder, serious drug offending, violence, gang-related activity, and sexual offending, including offences against children, is the line that the government put out there. So there's a high public interest, obviously, that much of this evidence is able to be put before the court to ensure that those who are alleged here are tried in a proper and fair way that follows the principles of justice, obviously. Right. So that's pretty much the whole situation, Peter. The Labor Party has also come into it and is obviously treading a very careful line and making sure that it's responsibly arguing, you know, the points of those public interest aspects that I just mentioned.
Okay, so that Labor won't be opposing it? Will it pass through the Parliament readily?
Well, it's once again, this is another side of the labyrinth, and it's Justice Spokesperson Charles Cheval. He has put out a statement where he is giving points of what the government would support and what it wouldn't. Hmm. And, you know, so it's on issues of where the public interest and serious case and offending, and I guess it's trying to argue that there needs to be a test there. You know, so all of that's yet to form. This news has been developing through the week, and those kind of points of principle on where the Labor Party would be in support are still taking shape. Another, you know, it's getting more firmer by the day.
Mm, all right. On to less political things.
Oh, yes.
Sport, which can be political too. Rugby World Cup is in full swing.
While you're away on holiday, Peter, it was certainly a few things happening here, that's for sure.
Yeah, I've missed it because I've been on holidays. I haven't caught up. But so, okay, who's leading what, where, how? Who's on top?
Well, yeah, I'm sad to say for Australian listeners, Peter, that Australia had a shocking game against Ireland last week.
Yeah, I heard about that yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't a flash one at all. And so that's put Australia, obviously, behind an advantage there. The teams that Ireland and Australia will be playing in its Pool C from here on, it looks like Australia will win all the other games. There's another couple of games to go, and it'll win those. But so will Ireland by the look of it. So Ireland will come out of Pool C as the stronger one, and Australia will still have a shot in the quarterfinals and potentially could go all the way through to winning the World Cup. So it's not time yet to kind of sob in the pillow. But, you know, it's a difficult one from a point of view of status and standing. And also Australia did kind of display some weaknesses last week, which other teams, once they get into the quarterfinals, will knock back. But Ireland is ahead in Pool C, which is where Australia is. Australia's second position in there. The other pools, Pool A, New Zealand, All Blacks, they're leading that with equal at the moment with France. And the other teams, Tonga, Canada and Japan, are trailing in behind there. But New Zealand and France, they play this weekend, which is considered to be a big breaking game, that one. France and New Zealand in World Cup have traditionally become extreme rivals, and France has nailed the All Blacks on more occasions in a World Cup tournament than New Zealand has it, except New Zealand beat France for the World Cup way back 24 years ago in 1987. So there's a little bit of history. Pool B, the top team at the moment, is shared between England and Scotland. There's a good game that those two teams coming up in Pool B. And Pool D, if we jump across to Pool D, South Africa, now that looks a very strong team, although it had a couple of scares late last week. A game that, it was, very, very against, what was it now, Wales, South Africa. Yeah, it was really close with 17-16, and Wales just absolutely led the and dominated that game right through. But generally, South Africa, when it gets a run, looks like it's a strong contender for a World Cup final, as do the All Blacks from what we've seen so far. But certainly, at this stage, as I was saying before, wouldn't rule Australia out of the tournament.
All right. So what are we? So New Zealand, France. What that's in? When's that coming up?
It's this Saturday.
Saturday. As is Australia Australia USA's tomorrow.
Yeah, Australia USA on Friday. That's right at 8:30 New Zealand time. So carve back at 2.5 hours there. So what would that be? Around 6 o'clock.
Six o'clock. Perfect time.
Yeah, so it's a good one, and Australia will be able to stretch its legs against Australia and restore some of its reputation or mana, as we would say over here.
Let's hope so. There you go. All right, we'll get a bit of a wrap on that next week, perhaps, with you. So, many thanks, and have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You too, Peter.
Cheers, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Sewell Manning, co-editor of Scoop.co, an online news publication in New Zealand.